Clearwater Republican Senator Jack Latvala is continuing to fight against allegations of sexual harassment, but there's mounting evidence he's on the losing end. The state's House Speaker said recently Latvala could end up being kicked out of the Senate come January. I'm Lynn Hatter. January is when the Senate probe into Latvala's behavior and the accusations of sexual harassment by six women is set to resume, and that's the earliest the chamber could take a vote on how and whether to punish Latvala. It would take two-thirds of senators voting in favor of expulsion in order for Latvala to be removed. Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Lauren Book of Plantation filed a complaint accusing Latvala of trying to intimidate his accusers, including Senate aide Rachel Perrin Rogers, who was the first accuser to be publicly named. Speaking to C-SPAN's Washington Journal, House Speaker Richard Corcoran says he thinks Latvala's expulsion is likely.
And honestly, it looks at this point that they're heading towards expulsion, and then they'll have the full floor vote should it get to that level and have the vote on expulsion. If he's expelled, he'll be one of the first sitting members in the legislature expelled in who knows how long, decades.
Recent campaign reports show Latvala, who's running for governor, raising very little money. Corcoran has called for the senator's resignation, and others have followed suit, namely the Florida Democratic Party and its gubernatorial candidates Andrew Gillum and Gwen Graham, along with Governor Rick Scott.
If the allegations are true, you know, he needs to resign.
Scott spoke with NPR member station WLRN. Latvala found himself surrounded by scandal on the heels of the resignation of Democratic Senator Jeff Clemons. Clemons stepped down after Politico Florida reported he had an affair with a lobbyist. Last month, Latvala spoke extensively about ethics and personal behavior during the Associated Press's annual planning day, but he dodged a question about banning relationships between lawmakers and lobbyists.
My experience has been through the years that a lot of times the people that talk the loudest about ethics and conflicts of interest and whatever are the people who have the most of them. And so, you know, I've never made a practice to try to get involved and criticize my opponents or my colleagues. I figure they got to look in the mirror every day when they get up, and they got to account for themselves, and I got to account for myself.
Shortly after Politico Florida published accounts from then anonymous women alleging Latvala had sexually harassed them. The fighting between Latvala and his accusers has gone on now for more than a month, with both a Senate rules investigation and one being conducted by an outside counsel pending. Florida lawmakers are set to return to Tallahassee in January to start their 2018 lawmaking session, with Latvala in the middle of a political storm that shows no sign of dissipating anytime soon. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.